Yes, Jesus, we honor you. We thank you. If you would take that top or that second layer of the communion elements and peel it back. After supper, Jesus took the cup. And he gave it to each of his disciples. And he said, "This cup represents the new covenant in my blood." See, the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, the sacrifice in the morning and in the evening to cover the sins of the people of the lamb, was the old covenant. But now Jesus initiates a new covenant. Why? Because he was the once for all Passover lamb. No longer would sacrifice be needed to cover the sins of the people because the perfect, unblemished lamb was sacrificed. And his blood covers our sin. We respond in faith. We respond to him in repentance, and we respond to him in thanksgiving and worship for the Lamb whose blood was shed to take away the sins of the world. Let us drink together. And as we did with the bread, would you take just a moment to give him praise and honor and thanksgiving for his shed blood on the cross. Lord Jesus, we honor you. We honor your blood. We honor your sacrifice. We honor you and declare you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the Messiah, Son of God. And yet you are the Lamb. We worship you. We celebrate that your sacrifice once for all covers the sins of our lives and for all of humanity, past, present, and future, until the day that you return. We celebrate and worship you. We lift you high. And Jesus, in this season of what you're doing in our church family, would you use these next weeks and months to lift our vision of God, to lift our vision of you, to increase our awe, our wonder, our amazement at the majesty of God as we see you more and more for who you are. Thank you that you are with us. May we know your presence more and more. We love you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said together, amen.